Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look and you'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
461st edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and spinner of stories, radio's number one reporter and authority on sports, Bill Stern.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've met some of the top storytellers in this nation. My guest tonight can tell a story with the best of them. But before you meet him in person, I'd like to tell you a few facts about him and see if you can guess who he is. He's a great fisherman. He's an amateur yachtsman. He's an enthusiastic airplane pilot. He once managed a world champion prize fighter. Who is he? Well, in just a moment, you'll hear his voice. But first, real one. Whether Yul Blackwell takes the mound for the Cincinnati Reds, baseball fans can expect some sensational fireball pitching. Nicknamed the Whip because of his individual pitching style, Blackwell tells me he's found out how to whip his tough beard problems, too. He's a brush and lather shaver, and he writes that nothing beats Colgate Lather Shaving Cream for sweet, cool, comfortable shaves. Listen to his letter.
Bill, that Colgate Lather Shaving Cream sure pitches no-hit ball to my rough and tough whiskers. It really gets into my beard, softens it up so the razor puts those bristles away, one, two, three. My beard shaves off smooth and clean with no snagging or pulling, and my face sure feels fine at the finish. I've tried many shave creams, but believe me, Colgate Lather Shaving Cream is the champion of shaves.
Thanks, you old Blackwell. You other fellows with tough beard troubles will find Colgate Lather Shaving Cream solves your problem, too. Because Colgate lathers a light around, softens and supports it. Forms rich lather that stays moist throughout the shave, and the result is your razor doesn't scrape or skip, but cuts through clean and smooth. Your face feels comfortable, refreshed afterward. Yes, sir, for wonderfully sweet, smooth shaves, try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. Reel two, Colgate's guest of this evening. A moment ago, I told you my guest was a flyer, a fisherman, a yachtsman, and a fight manager. Well, if you guessed his name, I'll tell you who he is. He's appearing in person at the Capitol Theater in New York, along with his own picture, Pitfall. You know him as the famous movie star, Dick Powell. Now, we take you backstage at the Capitol Theater to Mr. Powell's dressing room, where the next voice you hear will be Dick Powell speaking in person.
Hello, Bill Stern. Just to wind up your introduction, as soon as I finish my Capitol Theater engagement, I'm going to fly to the coast and go fishing. But I'm no longer a prize fight manager. However, I do have a story for you. Maybe you can guess who this story is about. It concerns a girl who also loves sports. She particularly liked bicycle racing. She could ride better than any boy and faster. She loved to ride fast. One day, she was racing down a long, steep hill, and for one daring moment, she took her hands off the bars. And in that moment, her front wheel struck a stone, and she and her bicycle smashed into a tree. For months, the girl lay in the hospital, skull fractured, her shoulders broken, and her spine twisted. The doctors despaired of ever seeing her walk again. But finally, she did get up. It was then that her doctor suggested that dancing might strengthen her legs. Well, she began dancing. And she loved the dance so much that she danced her way into stardom in motion pictures. And that's the story, Bill, of a sports-loving girl and a terrible accident. This is a true story, Bill. I ought to know, for the girl I'm speaking of is my wife. Her name is June Allison. This is Dick Powell backstage at the Capitol Theater in New York, returning you to Bill Stern at NBC.
Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Dick Powell. Reel three, profile of the unlucky four. While I was in England 2 weeks ago, I read of the death of Joe Tinker. Ah, what memories his name brought back. Do you ever hear of Tinker to Evers to Chance? That was the greatest double play combination ever known in baseball. Great. They were the perfect double play combination. The record books prove it. But listen to their amazing, incredible story. Back before the First World War, Tinkers to Evers to Chance played for the champion Chicago Cubs. Tinker played shortstop, Evers second base. Chance was the first base. And among them, they sparked the Chicago Cubs to 4 National League pennants. Yeah, but strangely enough, the fourth member of this Chicago infield was a man that hardly anybody remembers. His name was Harry Steinfeld. He played third base for Chicago. Ah, what fan who thrills to the crack of a bat will ever forget that infield? And yet, you know, Those men were probably the four most unlucky men who ever played baseball. 1914. The least known of these four men, Harry Steinfeld, the third baseman of that Chicago Cup team, suddenly became paralyzed. He died at the age of 37. He was the first to go. 1924, Frank Chance, the first baseman of that same team, the Chicago Cubs, was hit on the head by a pitched ball. He never recovered from that blow. He died a lingering death. He was the second to go. Johnny Evers was next. He played second base on that Chicago Club team. He became ill, and in the last 7 years of his life, he spent him in a wheelchair. He died in 1947, broken, withered, and bent. He was the third to go. Finally, Joe Tinker, the shortstop of that team, was forced to have his leg amputated. Last month, he suddenly collapsed, and 15 minutes later, he was dead. He was the last to go. Four great men who had everything. Fame, fortune, a job they loved. There's one last strange turn that this story takes. Those four men were haunted by tragedy. That's true. Remember I said that these four men were teammates and that they formed the greatest infield combination of all time? Well, it's almost unbelievable that these four men who played so well together at the peak of their fabulous careers never spoke to each other. Profile. Four men. Doomed to tragedy. Death. But speaking of ballplayers who died recently, certainly you remember the death only 2 weeks ago of the immortal Babe Ruth. And yet, you know, I can't think of Babe's death without recalling the death of another great champion. A man who also died this past month. He was Cyril Walker. Cyril Walker, one of America's greatest golf champions, and he also died this August. Strange, isn't it? That Babe Ruth and Cyril Walker should both die during this month of August, only a few days apart. Strange. Well, listen to this story as told to me by Royal Brougham of the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. When you hear it, I think you'll agree that this is indeed an unparalleled history of two men whose lives were at once far removed, and yet both were curiously interwoven, linked together by a chain of strange events. Babe Ruth was born in the 1890s, and so was Cyril Walker. Both their families had all they could do to keep the wolf from the door. In the beginning, they were separated by 3,000 miles. For Cyril Walker was born in England, Babe Ruth in America. Oh, there were differences, physical differences. Ruth was big and boisterous and full of laughter. Walker was small. He only weighed 120 pounds. Then began the unpredictable series of events, which was to weave their lives together into a fantastic pattern, though as yet neither one was aware of the other. By 1908, each had taken up the sport that was to make him famous. Babe Ruth was a baseball player in his Baltimore school team, and Cyril Walker was a golfer on the English green. By the year of 1915, Babe Ruth had gone up to the big leagues, joining the Boston Red Sox as a pitcher, and Walker had become the best golfer in all of England. He pulled up stakes. He'd come over to this country, the land of opportunity, America. By 1924, Babe Ruth was the idol of the nation's sports fans, the most famous baseball player in all the United States. And in that same year, Cyril Walker had come shooting out of nowhere to become the golf champion of these same United States. Yeah, 1924, these two, Babe Ruth and Cyril Walker, were the two most famous athletes in America. 1 year later, 1925, in company with other famous athletes, Ruth and Walker attended a dinner given at the New York Athletic Club. The occasion was a happy one. After dinner, they were enjoying an entertainer who was performing card tricks when suddenly the entertainer pointed at Babe Ruth and Walker and he said to both of them,
"Gentlemen, I'd like to tell you a fortune if you don't mind. I have a reason."
"What are your reasons?"
"I have a strange feeling about you, Mr. Walker, and you too, Mr. Ruth. Gentlemen, you both were born under the letter P. You hear that? Letter P. It rules your life. I'm going to make a prediction about this letter P. I'm going to write it on a piece of paper. One piece for each of you. May I have a piece of paper and pencil?" Thank you. I'm writing this prediction down, gentlemen. Here it is. The letter P rules your life. Right now, P means plenty. But in the end of your life, the letter P is going to mean...
In 1927, Ruth and Walker were on top of the world. Ruth had hit 60 home runs, an all-time record. And Walker was chosen out of all the golfers in the United States to play in England for the first Ryder Cup matches. 1930, Babe Ruth demanded and he got $80,000, the highest salary ever paid to a baseball player. And Walker again was competing for the United States Golf Championship. In 1934, Babe Ruth retired. He was honored. He was loved the country over. But here the picture changes. For Walker dropped out of sight. The next time these two sport champions were to make the newspapers together was this month, August 1948. There is Babe Ruth in a hospital bed, racked with pain, suffering the terrible tortures of cancer. What about Cyril Walker? He's reached the end of his rope, too. Broke, down and out. And on the night of August the 5th, 1948, he walks into a police station in Hackensack, New Jersey. He has no money. Please, can he sleep in the jail overnight? Yes. They let him sleep in jail. The next morning at 6:35, they find him. Dead. Starvation. Poverty. That's the story of two great champions. Babe Ruth and Cyril Walker, two men whose lives were curiously interwoven. Men who began their sports together, who reached the peak of their careers together, who became rich and famous together, and who died in the same month of August 1948. A strange parallel. Yep, that's the story. Except for one final word. You remember that fortune teller who told their fortune back at that dinner in 1925? Remember he said they were both born under the letter P? Walker and Ruth that night had read the beginning of that prediction. The letter P then stood for a period of plenty for both of them. Perhaps you'd like to know the end of that prediction about the letter P. Well, the end of that prediction was... The letter P will continue to guide you both. For you, Babe Ruth, will die in pain. You, Cyril Walker, will die in poverty. Strange prediction came. Prediction that was predicated upon the letter P. Deal four, Arthur Gary.
Men, what kind of brush and lather shaves do you get? Shaves that leave your face scraped and tender, or really smooth, close, comfortable shaves like you get with Colgate Lather Shaving Cream? Colgate Lather affords a superb shave because it's made to order for tough beard and tender skin problems. It's light and fine textured. Foams instantly into rich, long-lasting lather that crowds down into your whiskers.
Yes, sir, the Colgate Lather Shaving Cream completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle, so your razor cuts through clean and smooth without dragging or scraping. Once over, and you got a sweet, close shave that leaves your face feeling really comfortable.
Try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. See if you don't agree with dozens of sports stars that it's the champion of lather shaves. Tomorrow, ask your dealer for Colgate Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. And now, back to Bill Stern.
That's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, I'll be back at the same time, same stations, broadcasting next Friday night from Memphis, Tennessee. And our guest in Memphis will be a great sports star with the strangest story we've ever told. See you then. Until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theater. So until next Friday night at the same time, Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate-shaped man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate-shaped man, had lots to say. He told you to have sports, you know, the intake, hope you really know. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.